Hello.
Hello, I'm calling for Alejandro.
Who is this?
This is Roy. I'm calling from the Bank of America.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Is this Alejandro?
Dra.
Oh, yeah. Same thing. It's the exact same thing.
No.
Yeah, I'm just...
Oh, it's a boy. A is a girl.
Oh, that's not true. No, that's wrong. You're wrong. I'm just calling about your loan application. Did you have some questions about it?
No. No.
Oh, why'd you leave?
I already spoke with Christine.
Mm-hmm. Christine left.
Actually, I did have a question regarding my second lien on the home.
Oh, okay.
Because it's supposedly for a couple of years has been only under my ex-husband's name and not under my name.
I see.
So I guess my question is, I'm refinancing the first one, and now I have to take the next steps to assume the loan for the second one, only under my name. So what will be the process for doing that?
Well, it doesn't even matter, because actually today is, because it's a Sunday and everything, today is bring your daughter to work day, and I have my teenage daughter here with me. And
okay.
No, she was looking over your loan application. She's helping me out, and she looked at your loan application.
Since
she said your loan application is so gay and denied. So it's denied. You can't. It's just over. It's denied.
You know, this is so insulting in what you're doing right now. I mean, you're a complete asshole.
Oh,
don't call me anymore.
You're gonna say that to your loan officer assistant?
Oh gosh. Seriously, and you're telling me that my application is gay?
Yeah, well, hey, at least okay. I don't have a lien on my house.
you well,
deadbeat.
I'm pretty sure you rent. Yeah, you might be a loser. Bye-bye.
Yeah, a phone loser. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Reminder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense. Sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Bitch, asshole. Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Heard, blinder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
I think you're full of shit. Cactus, motherfucker. Hey, everybody. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 4th, 2017. This is episode 419, and it's sponsored by Marcus H. Thank you, Marcus H., for being a supporter of the show. Marcus is one of the many people that gets extra shows every week, and occasional videos and live show archives, sometimes with video, and other things like that. All you have to do to get things like this is sign up over on patreon.com/phonelosers. Just $5 a month helps more shows happen, and blah, 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 you know. But even if you're not going to sign up for the Patreon thing, you can go over there to listen to a brand new show. It's completely free. Just go to the most recent posts and scroll back, and you'll find two episodes of Brad's Cactus Shack. I'm not promising you'll like it, because it's not exactly prank calls, but it's kind of some prank calls every once in a while. Sort of. It's mostly just me cleaning out my hard drive and throwing files away. It's pretty exciting stuff. There's a hilarious new news story going around these past few days. where these people are getting robocalls about their derogatory Trump posts. And I don't think anyone's sent this to me yet or posted it on the Facebook group, or maybe they have and I just missed it. But Brett Vanderbrook was driving for Uber last week when he got a call from an unfamiliar number. He let it go to voicemail, and when he listened to it later, he got a shock. It was a recorded message telling him to stop making negative and derogatory posts about President Trump. He says, it was kind of threatening. I was dumbfounded at first and then creeped out. Then I was angry, and that's when I decided to share it. Oh, and then we get to hear it. I didn't think we got to hear this. There's like an Instagram embedded in here. Let's hear what this sounds like. Ah, I gotta turn on the volume. Come on.
On my phone.
Great. Well, we're calling in regards to a problem we had with recent activity on your social media accounts. Do you have a second to talk about this matter?
Okay, sure.
He's talking to his voicemail for some reason.
Well, we've been monitoring some of your posts, and it does seem that you've been making some rather negative comments about President Trump. Is that correct?
That is.
Why are you answering?
Listen, we're going to have to ask you to lay off on the negative and derogatory posts about President Trump, okay?
What the actual heck?
What the actual heck? Come on, Brett, are you afraid to say the fuck word? Vanderbrook makes progressive political posts on Facebook voicing support for gun control, LGBTQ rights, and immigrant rights. None of his public posts mention President Trump or come across as derogatory. Vanderbrook is not alone, though. Across the country, and even in Canada, people have reported on social media that they've received the same robocall. The earliest complaint dates back to July. The intensity of the calling campaign is hard to gauge. A search of complaints turned up 10 reports scattered across different platforms. And I guess this article that I'm reading from on Gizmodo, there's an update on it. Like, they didn't know this originally, but it's actually Ownage Pranks. A lot of you know who Ownage Pranks is. And they set up one of those services, kind of like Prank Dial, where you just put in somebody's phone number and it makes a crazy call to them, and they think they're having a conversation with a person, but they're not really. And this one tells them to stop talking shit about President Trump. Looks like you can do this yourself if you want to. It's own.ag. That's the domain that you would go to try this out. And, you know, it's just like Prank Dial or any of those other prank calling services.
Hello?
Oh, geez.
Hi, this is Russell calling from the Trump for Office Foundation.
I just went to the
site.
How
are you doing today?
But, yeah, you go to own.ag and it says instantly become an ultimate prank caller. And, you know, you put in your friend's phone number and it prank calls them with some wacky situation. Or wait, no, I guess it's an app. You can't even do it through the website? Is that right? I don't know. I don't want to figure all this out right now. But anyway, good job, Ownage Pranks, for, just terrifying people thinking that Trump is telling them to cut it out. Maybe I should do a whole show of that, of me just calling up people and telling them to stop talking shit about Trump. I'm putting a link in the show notes if anyone wants to read this entire article. It has like a bunch of screen captures of people that are getting upset about getting these phone calls. This kind of reminds me of the IRS phone call. I think that one was from prankdial.com a few years ago. Wait, was that it? Was it an IRS call? I think it was. Just some wacky thing about the IRS. Maybe I'm getting that confused with those IRS scam calls. I've been seeing that story everywhere, though, this past week, and people seem to be freaking out about it. I'm sure it's really good for business, for Ownage. One more thing before we get started. I just got this email from Adolf Nippler, conveniently right before I'm getting ready to put the show together. So I'm going to throw this in there. He made me a love song, sort of, I guess. I mean, that's what he says in the email, but really it's just kind of a remix. So I don't feel like it's a love song exactly. It's more like a love remix. Kind of a cheap way to show your love, Adolf Nippler. But here's the song he sent. It's
all
it's
of our representatives are currently busy. Please stay on the line, and your call will be answered by the next available representative.
Somebody in the Discord mentioned that this should be done. So he did it, apparently. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy
this is disturbing.
Good enough to eat. Thanks a lot for this, Adolf Nippler. Pussy.
Make you leave your wife, pussy, cause this what you like.
Pussy.
Slide down on your pipe, pussy, ride you like a bike.
Pussy.
It do whatever you ask it to. Nice, ow. Pussy, top notch bitch.
Pussy.
Aquafina wet, pussy, Louis Gucci Prada. Yeah, you know I got that fresh.
Pussy.
Love the way it feel.
Everybody crank it up. Pussy.
PS 20 50s got that $100. lobby.
My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. My pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Pussy good, pussy sweet, pussy good enough to eat. Kind of wish I'd said more lyrics for the whole thing. Yeah, that was so sweet, Adolf Nippler. Thanks a lot for that. If you want to go tell Adolf Nippler how much you love that song, you should go to his Discord. It's located at discord.me/Nippler. I'll put a link to that in the show notes, I guess. I'm not sure I should be encouraging more of this to happen, but whatever. I'll do it anyway. I've got a request here from someone named Holden Martins Johnson. Sorry, Holden, for giving out your last name there. And it's not really, he didn't give me a number or anything, this is just an idea, which I usually throw in the idea folder in my email and just never look at again. I've been doing that for years, I really need to go in that folder and start doing stuff out of that. But I like this one enough to put it into a different folder. It says, "Dear Sir, if you find a convenient and logical opportunity, please accuse someone of winking their butthole at you. Perhaps they did it as a come on, perhaps they did it as a farewell or as a hello, or as a misguided attempt to right some wrong. Whatever the case, it was probably unwanted." And I don't know why, but that sounds hilarious to me. So I'm going to try a few of these. I'm going to start with a convenience store in Indiana called Speedway.
Speedway, this is Jason. How may I help you?
Hey, Jason. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Speedway.
Uh-huh.
And we need you to stop winking your butthole at the security cameras.
Okay. Because
it's just, it's kind of immature.
Speedway car.
Sir, Jason, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening, dude.
Okay, yeah, I just need you to stop winking your butthole at the security cameras.
Okay, you are aware that this line is tapped, right?
Yeah, like that's what we do to all the lines and all the stores.
Okay. Yeah.
We're the ones that tap it. We're with the corporate office.
Yeah.
Yep. Can you tell that lady to please shut the fuck up? Because you're on the phone. Oh, shit, you guys. It's got my number tapped. It seems like I go back to these speedways quite a bit over the years, so I don't know, maybe they're just on alert. Probably a big sign next to the register. Don't believe anyone that says they're with the corporate office.
Thank you for calling Speedway. This is Alicia. How may I help you?
Hey, Alicia. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Speedway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was calling to ask if you could please stop winking your butthole at the security camera.
I'm not.
I believe you were. I mean, it's right there on the camera.
Not.
We've got a recording of it. Just look, you're not in any trouble. I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
I'm not. If anything, I'm getting a hair out of my shirt.
No, you were like winking your butthole at the security camera.
I wasn't.
You definitely were. I'm just, look, you don't have to deny it. It's just...
I'm not denying it because I didn't do it.
It's immature and it's inappropriate. Please don't do that anymore.
Sure.
I mean, is your manager aware of this? Like, is it...
Have a great day, sir.
It just seems... Okay. I bet you that was the weirdest thing she's ever been accused of. Winking her butthole at the security camera.
Good afternoon, 7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And I was calling to ask if you could just please stop winking your butthole at the security cameras. Because, you know, we monitor these all day and it's just, you know, we don't need to see that.
Sweet.
Could you please cut it out?
No, I can't do it. Sorry.
Why not?
Because it's just not in me.
It's not in you to stop winking your butthole at the security camera?
Nope.
Ma'am, I'm serious. This needs to stop.
Well, maybe you should come in here and then tell me personal, okay?
Well, I'm at the corporate office. I can't just come in there.
If you're at corporate office, you should be able to come right here.
No, I'm like several states away. Don't you know where the corporate office is?
Oh, well, then maybe you should send somebody that's in a corporate here.
Well, maybe you should just stop winking your butthole at the security camera. There she goes. Man, that lady is not ashamed at all of her butthole winking. She just does not give a damn. Here, let's try a Jiffy Lube. Maybe they'll listen to reason.
Good afternoon. Thank you for choosing Jiffy Lube. This is Dave. How can I help you?
Hey, Dave. This is Roy from the corporate office with Jiffy Lube.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Hey, we've been monitoring the security cameras there, and we just need to ask you guys if you could please stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras like that.
Do what?
Like you got?
We don't have security.
Oh no, they're up there. They're just kind of hidden. But you know, you guys just need to stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras. It's immature.
Like, okay.
What are you, teenagers?
No, we're all adults.
Yep. Well, you should act like it, and just stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras.
Okay.
I'd really appreciate it. We don't need to see that.
Yeah. All right.
Why are you guys doing that?
We're not doing that, and we don't have security cameras here.
Yes, you do. You just don't know where they are. You don't know where to look.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's no reason why we would drop trial and show you our buttholes. There's obviously, I would like to see the footage on that one.
Oh no. Yeah. I don't think so. We're not going to send you footage of that. Like, what are you, a sicko or something?
No, well, but I'm just saying, if you're saying we're doing that, I would like to see that.
Yeah, but you're like, who would want to see that? Like, if you're the kind of person that wants to see that, then obviously you're the type of person that's actually doing it too.
No, I'm just, you're
seems like
accusing
it.
My employees of doing something like that, and I just would like to reassure that that is actually the truth.
Well, it's you and your employees. It's like, I don't know why it's a thing there. It's weird. It doesn't even make any sense. Winking your buttholes at the security camera? Come on. Grow up.
All right. Well, you know who my district manager is?
Of course I do, but we don't need to go there. I'm just asking you to please stop.
Why? Well, I'm just saying he would have informed me before you would, so...
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about, because he doesn't have access to the security cameras. We do that here at the corporate office. I'm trying to be nice about this. If you could just stop winking your butthole at the security camera, that's all I ask.
All right, well,
it's
if that's
weird.
What you're saying we're doing, okay, it will stop, but I've
okay.
got cars to do, so if...
That, exactly.
This is a true matter. I will take it up with my district manager and find out why, but I'm just letting you know that doesn't happen here.
I don't want to even talk to you. Like, it's an embarrassing thing to bring up. I feel uncomfortable with this phone call.
I'm sure you do, because, like I said, I have absolutely zero cameras in my store. There is zero cameras in my whole district market. I know that for a fact because I've been at more than one store in our whole district market.
You don't know shit, okay? Like, they're up there. You just can't see them. Like, why would we put them where you could see them?
Why would you hide them? Why would there be no wires? Why would there be nothing there? All I got is doors and heaters,
buddy. It's 2017. Like, you know, they make cameras pretty small these days.
Well, then you can take it up with my district manager. Like I said, I have no time for this.
Well,
so you have a good one.
Now that you know that there's... Okay. So that's his excuse. He didn't know there was cameras. So he can just wink his butthole all over the place. But maybe now that he knows, he'll cut it out. Grow up a little. And why would they not have security cameras? That seems weird. Like, it's a corporate chain thing. Why wouldn't they have security cameras to wink your butthole at? You know, I should just end it there, but I don't know. I really want to accuse more people of winking their buttholes.
Thank you for calling Great Cliffs at Plaza. This is Christy. How can I help you?
Hey, Christy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Great Clips.
Yeah.
And this is embarrassing to even bring up, but I really need you guys to stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras.
What?
You guys, like, I don't know, we monitor the security cameras there, and you guys keep winking your buttholes at the security cameras? I don't know if it's just like a weird cheap thrill for you or something, but it needs to stop. It really needs to stop.
No, we don't do that.
No, we we've got it on camera. It's like there's no denying it, and you're not in trouble or anything. If you could just ask everyone there to please stop doing that.
Do you want to talk to my manager?
Well, could you just let people know real quick to please?
Well, here she is. I'll let you talk to her. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Whispering.
Bobby, how may I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Great Clips.
Uh-huh.
And I was just letting her know that we just need you guys to stop doing what you're doing there. It's not appropriate.
And that would be what?
Well, you guys keep winking your buttholes at the security cameras. And it's... Okay. But they're having an interesting conversation now.
Holy shit, I want someone to make that call while I'm in a great clips. I want to hear the conversation that happens after that. G-Ad, we need to do this. We need cameramen in a place where we can accuse them of winking their buttholes.
Thank you for calling Great Clips Up. This is Danielle. How may I help you?
Hey, Danielle. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Great Clips.
Hi there. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, they're wanting me to ask you guys to please stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras. Because it's...
What? That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. It kind of is. And, you know, they monitor the security cameras and they have to look at this. And I don't know if it's just some weird cheap thrill you guys get doing things like that. But
give me a second. Hang on.
That was great.
It was great to see you.
Me too. I haven't seen you before Christmas.
I know.
I will, but
I mean, you might come in for a cleanup. I'll be here. It'll stop. Hey, you too, honey. Are you still there?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so is this a prank?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office with Great Clips. This is Steve Dave.
Uh-huh.
And, we just need you to please cut it out. It's inappropriate.
Okay, we will stop doing that.
Okay, and that means everyone, you included, okay?
I don't do it, but I'll tell everybody else to stop it. That stuff's for home use, not for work.
Exactly. Thank you. If you could tell them that, I'd appreciate it. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Who else could I call to accuse them of winking their buttholes? Maybe I should just look at the next prank request and accuse them. Oh, here we go. I've still got this big list of Geico numbers that didn't pick up before. Or maybe I just got tired of calling
Thank
from this
you
list.
Thank you for calling the local Geico office.
Thank you for calling your local Geico office. This is Tony speaking. Can I help you with your home auto recycle today?
Hey, Tony. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Geico.
Yes, sir.
And I just needed to ask you to, if you guys in that office there could please stop winking your buttholes at the security camera.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know it's probably funny to you, but it's not to us because we have to monitor those cameras and... You know, we don't want to look at that.
I think you must have the wrong office.
Or are you there on Drive?
Yeah.
Yep. Nope, we got the right office. And you guys keep winking your buttholes at the security cameras, and I don't know why you would do something like that, but it needs to stop.
I don't think that's correct.
I am sure it's correct. We've got it on video.
Hmm.
Yep.
And you said this is Steve?
Yeah, Steve Dave from the corporate office with Geico.
Okay.
Look, it's not a big deal. I'm not trying to cause problems for you guys. We just need you to really please stop winking your buttholes at the security cameras.
Okay, I'll make a note of that.
Okay, let everyone in the office know to please stop doing that.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a
You're
nice
welcome.
Day.
Sure thing.
Well, there we go. I got one more of those Geico numbers crossed off my list. Here's a list of numbers, and I guess this is Sensei Doug related. And this is from May of 2016, and I don't know why I haven't called these yet, but I'm looking through the list and none of it looks familiar. This is all from Jeff, who has sent me many numbers in the past. Sorry, I've waited like a year and a half to get to your numbers, Jeff. I don't know, I guess this one got lost in my email or something. But he sends me the number to various karate-type places and adjacent businesses to those places. So I guess I'm going to call every number on this list. It's 4 pages long, but there's not, you know, it's like a lot of information and stuff. There's not a ton of numbers on here. So maybe this will end up being the last thing I do on the show today.
Thank you for calling the Academy of Christian Martial Arts.
All right, the first one is not picking up. So we will call the adjacent business. It's one of those rock climbing places, apparently. Hey there, this is Sensei Doug over at the Martial Arts Academy here across from you.
Okay.
You know which place I'm talking about? Right across?
Across. Yes. Okay.
Okay. Hey, every day I walk by there, and, you like whenever I walk by, I always look at your place, and I don't know why you guys keep doing it, but you keep going up to the window and winking your butthole at me. And could you please just stop that?
I keep what?
You keep like winking your butthole at me, and I don't know if you're trying to flirt or if you're just being kind of a jerk. But it's just,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, I work just around the corner at the martial arts place.
And you're calling the climbing place.
Yeah. I walk by every day. I'm the one, I usually wear my karate pants and stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm the guy, you know who I am. Come on, I wear my headphones and I like do karate chops to the music as I'm walking by. But like,
no, I don't know.
Whenever I walk, okay, well, maybe you do it to everyone then. I thought you were
just... What time do you do that?
In the mornings. I come there in the mornings, like, you know, just
at what time?
A few hours ago. Well, different times, you know. I'm a sensei, so we don't really follow traditional, American Western time stuff. But just look, if you could please stop winking your butthole at me through the window, because that's just not cool, okay?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
You keep winking your butthole at me every time I walk by. You run up to the window, and you wink your butthole at me.
I don't think you have the right place.
Yes, I do. You're on Street, just around the corner from me.
But if I'm working, I'm upstairs, and there is no windows in my office.
Well, whoever is down there, it like keeps running up to the window.
There's no one here, so I'm not sure.
So it has to be you.
Right place.
It must be you. Like, just please stop winking your butthole at me. It's not appropriate.
All right. Let me have your name.
It's Sensei Doug.
Sensei Doug.
Yes. I'm a sensei.
S-I-N.
No, sensei. S-E-N-S-E-I.
Doug.
Yep.
And you're at the martial arts.
Yeah, just around the corner. And I don't know, just like, look, it's not a big deal. Like, I don't know why you guys keep doing it. Just stop winking your butthole at me every time I walk by.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. What's your phone number?
It makes me uncomfortable. I've been walking, like, the other way around the block to get to work just to avoid it.
Okay, what is your phone number?
It's 860.
And if you see that, then what are they dressed like?
Well, I don't know, because they're just winking their butthole at me. That's all I can kind of see through the window.
There's no butthole looking out the windows in this place.
I disagree, because I'm the one that has to look right at it every time I walk by, and it makes me uncomfortable.
All right, you need to give me a time.
What, so you can schedule when you're going to come down and wink your butthole at me?
No, so I can know who's doing it.
I know it's you. Look, like, you don't have to deny it. Just please stop doing it. It's
so I will investigate this and you.
You're going to investigate me?
Yes.
Like, I'm the victim here. I'm the one getting winked at by your butthole.
Okay. There is no such thing going on here. So investigate you. And what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to walk to work. I'm power walking to work. And I try to avert my eyes every time I walk by.
You can't give me a time when you go to work, sir?
I come at different times. I come in whenever the hell I feel like it. Because, you know, I don't have... The classes don't start until the afternoon.
And you're the martial arts up... You're the martial ops on what road?
On Street. Just around the corner from you.
It definitely is not us.
I think it is. And like,
all right,
you know,
I will investigate
you. I'm not trying to call. Oh, I'm going to investigate you. Take that.
Go ahead. You can't prove I'm doing that. So
yes, I can. I'm going to start carrying a camera on me, and I'm going to start taking pictures of you winking your butthole at me.
That would be great.
I'm sure you'd think so. You're probably like a weird voyeuristic person, and...
I don't know who you are, sir, but this is time to finish this phone call.
Well, can you just please stop? Look, I'm not trying to start anything. Just stop.
I can't stop something I'm not doing, and so I appreciate it if you would just not call anymore about this.
Can you at least apologize for it? Oh, my God, you guys. Some people. What kind of world is this that we live in when I can't even power walk to work while karate chopping and not have some weirdo winking their butthole at me? Oh, that's the best. Okay. All right, next, we've got another karate place. It starts out with the karate place, and then there are several businesses underneath that I'm supposed to pretend to be from, or vice versa.
Thank you for calling Martial Arts Academy. Unfortunately, we are not able to come to the...
And of course, they're not picking up. Karate places never pick up their phones. But one of the businesses that's right next to it, it's a boutique that is in the shared building, the other half of the shared building. And I have to walk past their window every day to get to work because they have a shared parking lot. And you know what? I shouldn't have to have someone winking their butthole
at me. The
number
you have dialed is not in service.
What?
Please check
that. All right, that one's not working. They probably moved out of there because they got tired of Sensei Doug's snake eyes every time he walked by. The next place is directly across the street from the martial arts place.
Thank you for calling the Hilltop.
Oh, man, they're not picking up. I'm going to have to save that one. And then the next one, it's a grill and steakhouse, next building down, separated by a shared parking lot. But he just read that this place burned down in April, so maybe you can use that without breaking the rules, he says. But if it burned down, are they even going to answer the phone? I could be like, hey, this is Sensei Doug, and I got tired of your snake eyes, so I set your place on fire. That sounds funny, right?
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Not even there anymore. Okay, next one on the list. Starts out with the karate place. Oh, and there's a pawn shop in this one. It's always fun to talk to pawn shops. I'm sure the karate place isn't going to pick up. Yep, of course they're not answering. I've been calling for a while. They won't pick up the phone. Martial arts places never pick up their phones. It's like a thing with them. I think it disrespects their honor or something for them to pick up the phone. They're like, yeah, we didn't have phones in 6th century Japan.
Thank you for calling Parker Palmer. Pay top dollar store. This is Kate speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Kate. This is Sensei Doug from the karate place over there, you know, right by you guys, the karate joint.
Yes.
Hey, like every time I walk by, you know, on my way to work here, you guys are always in there just looking at me. And can you please just stop?
May you hold for a moment?
Okay.
As soon as possible.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Sir, I think you might have the wrong number. We have 4 locations, and we don't have a karate place around us.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just, like, right over there. I'm on, you know, and you're on...
In Spring Lake. We're on Yadkin Road.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you better be thankful you weren't looking at me, because, you know, I know karate. You want to fuck with me? I'm Sensei fucking Doug, lady.
Hang on.
That sounded very frantic at the end. Ordering her to hang up. No, my God, what the hell, Jeff? Giving me the wrong location. You know I'm too lazy to just look it up myself right now. I'm just going to move on to the next one. That girl thinks she's so cool having multiple locations, just bragging to the independent karate place about it. Thinks she can just look at me because I'm not with a chain.
You have reached martial arts. This call will be recorded for quality assurance.
Okay. That was spooky.
We're not available to take your call at this time.
All right, they're not there, of course. Fucking martial arts places and their traditions regarding phones. But right across the street from this karate place is a business called Pirate Blacklight Golf. Isn't that amazing? Like, right next door to the karate place is a pirate place that does blacklight golf. And they're probably not going to have any windows if it's a blacklight place. I don't know. Would it? I don't know how this stuff works. I should look it up on Google Street View.
Hello, and thank you for calling Pirate Blacklight Indoor Golf. 9 holes of exciting putt-putt golf on the high seat. You'll putt through pirates, parrots, cannons, and gold treasure. So the most fun you can have putting indoors in Fayetteville.
Guy sounds like someone that would wink his butthole at me.
In the Omni Entertainment Complex.
All right, so let me hang up on that one. Also, right next door, same address, I guess, is the Family Amusement Center. This sounds like an awesome place. I want to go visit. Maybe I can accuse them of stealing the business from the Pirate Blacklight Golf place.
Omni Cinema, this is Carla. How can I help you?
Hey, Carla. This is... Whoa. What's all that? Holy crap. What's happening? Stop it.
I don't know.
It's all you. It's not me. Carla? Whoa, what the hell was that? I hope that wasn't me. I don't see how it could be. I think that had to be her.
Hello, this is Carla. How can I help you?
Hey, Carla. It's Sensei Doug again from the karate place.
Okay.
And And, hey, every time I walk by there on my way to work, you guys are always just in there looking at me and, like, you know, trying to give me snake eyes and be threatening. And I was just hoping you guys could stop.
Who is this?
This is Sensei Doug. I'm at the karate joint, you know, here in the same place, the same center.
We don't have a karate place in here anymore.
Uh-huh. It just moved kind of around the corner. You just don't know where it moved to.
Oh. Okay.
But, like, whenever I walk by, you guys are always just in there just looking at me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I have no idea. So, I've never seen you.
Well, no, you have to have seen me, because, like, every time I walk by, you guys are always just looking at me. Just looking.
I don't know.
Like, are you the only one up there right now in the front?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just walked.
It's tinted.
Huh?
It's tinted.
Yeah, I know, but I have ninja eyes, and I can see through tint.
Oh, all right.
But, you know, like, okay. I'm not trying to cause problems. I wish you guys would just stop.
Okay, I got customers.
Oh, you guys never have customers. Come on. Don't,
all right.
Like, bye-bye. You're just making it up. Jeez. First she does the fake thing with the phone, all the crazy clicking, and she claims they have customers. Whatever. Okay, so the next place is a taekwondo place. They're not going to answer the phone. Just watch. I'm going to call it right now. It's going to ring a few times, and then we're going to get their machine. That's what's going to happen.
Thank you for calling Taekwondo Academy.
See?
We are able to answer the call at this time. Please leave a brief.
It is against ancient tradition to answer telephone calls. We never do that. Why do we even have a phone? Just come in and sign up.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Aww.
Please check the number.
Fucking Jeff sending me a list that would just, you know, disconnect their number a year and a half later. That was a hairstyle place that is next door, and he said it looks really shitty. But there's another hairstyle place on the other side of the karate place.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hey, this is Sensei Doug from the taekwondo place next door.
Mm-hmm.
You know the taekwondo place?
Yes.
Okay.
And next door, what?
Yeah, the karate place next door. Taekwondo, mm-hmm. Whatever. Hey, every time I walk by, you guys are looking at me and just, like, trying to, like, just, you know, stare me down and stuff. Can you cut that out?
Oh, your TV?
What?
You say your TV is high?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, just stop looking at me, okay?
Okay.
Just like when I walk by, you need to turn your back to the window and bow your head.
Okay, let me give type on a chicken if you come and
I'll look at the floor.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sensei Doug over at the taekwondo place, you know, right next door.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Good.
That's good. Hey, every time I walk by there on my way to work, you guys are always in there just looking at me.
You walk?
Yeah, I walk by. I walk by your front windows, and you guys just, you're staring me down. You're giving me snake eyes. You're always just looking at me. And like.
Oh, yeah, my sister's not here today.
Oh, it's your sister that's doing it?
Yeah, she's not here today.
Well, why does she always look at me?
Oh, maybe she come later. She's home.
Oh, what's her home phone number? I'll call her at home.
Okay, take it's 910.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to call your sister because she'll just, like, I don't know. She'll just be mean to me over the phone. But no, it's all of you in there. Like, you're all just looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever
you don't want to call?
Yeah,
you
no.
You don't want to text?
No, I don't.
You have a cell phone.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
You have a cell phone. I'm going to give you the cell phone number.
No,
I don't want to take that one.
Listen. Cell phones go against ancient culture of ours, and we don't call cell phones.
Why?
We're only allowed to call landlines because of tradition and honor.
Okay, because I'm not honored. Not here. I want to give you my honor
okay.
Cell phone number. I don't want to take that one. I'm not honored. She's not here.
Okay, listen. Every time I walk by, I want everyone in your store... To
mm-hmm.
to turn around, turn away from the windows, and look at the floor.
Okay.
Like
I don't. Uh huh.
Like when you see me coming, like everyone needs to turn around and look at the wall.
I don't see you.
I know, but when next time you see me, I'm not there right now, but later when I leave for work, I want you guys, when you see me leaving, like turn around and look at the wall.
Okay.
Everybody has to turn around, even the customers. Customers, like, spin their chairs around and make them look the other way.
Okay.
Because I don't like people...
Mm-hmm. You don't want people?
Yeah, I don't want people looking at me.
Why?
Because you guys are always just looking at me and like, you know, you're kind of mean. You're giving me snake eyes.
I don't understand what you say.
Yeah, you're like scowling at me. You're just like trying to stare me down, and it's not nice. So please just stop looking at me.
Okay.
No more looking at Sensei Doug.
Okay.
I'm the one with the black belt.
Sir, I'm not understanding. What do you want to say? Okay, I'm not understanding. What do you want to say?
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. I accept your apology. And please tell your sister not to look at me anymore.
What?
I don't want you...
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, you tell your sister to cut it out. You tell her to stop it.
Okay, I'm on toilet.
You should
take
one of those magazines in the waiting room and roll it up. And hit her in the nose with it and be like, no, no.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, thank you for dealing with this.
Okay, sorry.
It's okay. I accept. Okay, she's gone. I don't think she understood a thing I was saying. That one was kind of pointless. Next, we've got Glamour Nails, which is two shops from the same karate place. It's right next to the place I just called.
Hello, Glamour Nails. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Sensei Doug over at the karate place. The taekwondo, you know? Like, you know, just here in the same shopping center?
Yes.
And, hey, I was walking by there today, and you were winking your butthole at me through the window. And that's not cool. Can you please not do that again?
I don't know what you're talking about. Can you say that again?
You were winking your butthole at me through the window.
When? Where?
You know, just like 2 hours ago when I came to work, I walked by and you were winking your butthole at me through the window. And that's not nice. It's not cool.
I really don't know what you're talking about, sir.
You're like, where? You were looking at me with your butthole. You were looking at me, like, you know, right at your front window.
Who did that to you?
You did. It was you.
You don't know me. I don't know you. I mean, I still don't know what you're talking about.
You're like every time I walk by, every day I walk by, and you're just always looking at me. And you like, just please stop looking at me. Whenever I walk by, you turn around and you look at the wall.
Where do you work?
I work at the taekwondo place here in the same shopping center.
You work at the taekwondo?
Yeah. Yep.
The taekwondo for who? Bobby Kim?
No, I'm the owner. I run everything here.
The only thing I know is the Bobby Kim.
Yeah, that's the one. But this is Sensei Doug. I work here.
I mean, I really don't know you, sir.
I know, so why are you looking at me all the time?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're just like every time I walk by, you know, smoking my cigarettes and stuff, and you're just always looking at me.
How do you know I look at you?
Because I look in the window and you're just looking at me.
I mean, if you don't look at me, how do you know I look at you? I don't know I look at you or not, but you know I look at you.
But
you know, you say that not make sense.
But
how do you know I look at you?
Because I'm allowed to look at you because I'm a sensei. I'm Sensei Doug. But look, whenever
listen, you say you allow look at me.
Right.
What are you talking about? You allow look at me. I cannot allow look at you.
Correct. Yes. Whenever I walk by, you turn around. You turn around and you look at the wall.
Okay. I'm tell like this.
You're
anybody,
what?
If you keep walk back and forth in the plaza about three times, the first of all, I look at you. The second of all, I will call police because I don't know what you do in the plaza.
Oh, you
okay?
can't call the police on me. I'm just out there smoking.
Yeah, I will.
No, I'm just out there smoking my cigarettes. I'm taking my cigarette break.
Okay. How do you know I look at you?
Because I look in the window and you're looking at me. Stop looking
because
at me.
That my window is open. How come you stop me to look? I can look anybody if I want to.
No, you turn around and you look at the floor or the wall. Like just go to the back.
Because listen, I wanted the plaza to be safety, okay?
Right.
If you don't want people look at you, do not walk too many times in a day around here.
If you want to keep the plaza safe, you should buy a security camera. You don't have to sit there and just look at everyone.
Okay, why you worry about people look at you?
Because I'm self-conscious.
That's your problem.
I know.
It's not my problem.
You should respect my problems.
Yeah.
Respect.
If you don't want people look, just walk somewhere else. Don't walk across here too many times in a day.
Well, just because I walk by there doesn't mean you should be looking at me. Like, you know, get to work. Do your job.
You don't have to worry about that. Okay?
But I don't like people looking at me. And also, you're always winking your butthole at me.
How do you know I look at you?
Because I look over there and you're looking at me. You're always looking at me.
You got four eyes. You got the eye on the back, too.
Just mind your own business.
That's kind of weird.
No, you're kind of weird. You're the one that's always
looking. You is kind of weird.
You're more weird than me. Because you're always looking at me. You're always just looking. I'm just trying to...
Why I have time to look at you?
I don't know why...
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you are either.
I don't know why you have time to look at me. But, you know, you just better stop looking at me. Please. Please stop looking at me, sir. Pretty please.
I really don't know who you talking about. I don't know who you are either.
I'm talking about you.
Okay?
I'm talking about you.
If you want, just come here. Let me look at you, and after that, I will tell you.
Oh, no. I don't want to come in there, because you'll just look at me the whole time.
Because if you don't want people to look at you, because you have to check your chair, maybe you have to wear looking.
Well, maybe when I walk by, you should put your hands over your eyes.
You crazy. All right?
No, you're crazy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, do you think maybe, pretty please, could you please just, like, when I walk by, can you put your hands over your eyes?
You crazy.
And, like, all your customers, have all your customers put their hands over their eyes and tell them not to look at Sensei Doug.
But maybe you the weird person, that's the reason why.
Nuh-uh.
That people keep look at you.
I'm just a normal sensei. I'm just out there having smoke break.
That's your problem. It's not people's problem, okay?
Well, you should respect my problems. I'm an introvert.
Who the hell I'd have to respect your problem?
Because I'm, like, you know, I just don't like people looking at me.
Yeah, they just look like...
If you don't want people to look at you, then don't go around. That's all.
You want me to
stay at your house, stay in your spot?
But I have to go to work. I work at the taekwondo place.
You know, I don't think you work at the taekwondo, okay? Because I know the Bobby Kim. If you say like that, the Bobby Kim maybe kick you out.
No,
I know him.
Oh no way! I can kick Bobby Kim's ass. He can't kick anyone out.
Not what you say. You I think you know you got problem. You need to go see doctor though.
I have a black belt, and if Bobby Kim tries to start shit with me, I will kick.
Man,
I will beat him up.
I think you kind of being sick person or something, man.
You're
all
a
right,
sick
I
person.
So.
You're the one in there just looking at everyone all day.
Yeah, because the Bobby Kim he never say like that.
Yeah,
I don't think you work a Bobby Kim either. Bobby Kim don't like person look like you, okay? All right.
But I've worked here for like 3 years now, and every time I walk by, you're just in there looking at me. Oh, he finally hung up on me. Holy crap, that was 7-minute-long phone call, you guys. And damn it, I feel like I've tarnished the name of Sensei Doug because I think Sensei Doug has more discipline than someone that would smoke cigarettes. You know, what kind of sensei would smoke cigarettes? That's just so unlike Sensei Doug. I shouldn't have said that. What was I thinking? I'm sorry, Sensei Doug, for saying that about you. But speaking of that, the next number on the list, and this is the same shopping center, the next number is a smoke shop. And he says I should have fun with the hippie stoners who lack discipline.
Fuck it, Jar. Hey,
it's Sensei Doug. I work over at the Taekwondo place here in the same shopping center.
That's the wrong number, boss man.
What? No, you're the smoke shop, right?
Yeah, I got a salon next to me, and next to that is Ideal Cleaners.
Right, no, I'm talking about Taekwondo place. We're right here in the same shopping center on Road.
I'm on Riley Road.
Oh, fucking Jeff. He gave me the wrong number. Hey, what's it like not to have any discipline and just have to smoke all the time?
Huh?
What's it like not to have any discipline at all and just be like a dumb stoner smoker person and not even know how to do karate or taekwondo?
I don't think anybody really knows that.
You don't know what it's like because you've just never been anything except a dumb stoner person.
What dojo are you at?
I'm over on Road.
Yeah, which one are you on?
The one on Road. Stupid. I'm just. I think he's gonna figure out where I'm at. And yeah, I just looked on Street View, and there's no phone number on the one on Road. Maybe they closed down or something. Next, we're calling some businesses around a kung fu place. And first, we're going to call the kung fu place, see if they pick up, which they won't. Jeff says that kung fu is way more effective than karate, and I have to totally agree with that.
Please leave your message for...
Aww.
Brian Edwards.
That does not sound like a kung fu name. I watched a movie last night where one of the main characters, her name was Kung Fu. It was a Japanese movie from, I think, 1977 called House. That's my movie recommendation for this episode. That's everyone's homework assignment. Go at least watch the trailer on YouTube for House, 1977. It's all subtitled and stuff. It sucked. I couldn't even play on my tablet or anything while I watched it. I had to read the screen. But I asked Nick Caesar about it. I'm like, you ever heard of this? And he's like, yeah, I own it. It's part of my collection. It's amazing. It's a classic. Of course he knew about that. Looks like I'm calling
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Crud.
Please try.
Let's try again.
We're sorry.
I guess that one's disconnected. And the first one would not answer. That was a used appliance store next to the Kung Fu place. And then we've got an Asian restaurant here.
Asian Express and Homeless Road. Give me a minute, please.
Okay.
Sorry for the wait. Go ahead with your order.
This is Sensei Doug. I work over at the Kung Fu place right next to you. And, hey, every time I walk by, you guys have been, like, winking your buttholes at me through the window, and I don't appreciate it. Do you think you guys could just please stop doing that?
Where? Asian Express?
Yeah, Asian Express. Every time, I walk, by there on my way to work, and, I don't know, the last few weeks, every time I walk by, you guys are always at the window, like, winking your buttholes at me, and that's just not cool. Come on, please stop.
I doubt we're doing that.
Well, somebody there is. Like, how many people work there? I've never been in there because I have discipline.
What time do you walk by?
In the mornings and then again in the afternoon.
What time in the morning?
I was just like 2 hours ago is when I came in today.
I'm not sure that's us, baby.
Oh, it's definitely you. Like, you're the only Asian Express restaurant. But, you guys are like...
Are you hauling Hope Mills Road or Camden Road?
On Hope Mills Road. I'm here same shopping center. You know the Kung Fu place? The school?
Yeah. I doubt that's us, honey. Yeah. There's nobody at the windows and our blinds are closed.
I know, but you guys are always just like, you just peek open the blinds and then you start winking your buttholes at me. Like, maybe you think it's funny or something, but you guys need to grow up.
No, not us. You should come in and discuss this.
Oh, no. I don't come in and eat shitty food. I have more discipline than that.
Bye.
But. All right. That was the only one that answered on that list. Next, we've got another karate place, which I hear is inferior to kung fu. Everybody knows that. This one is a Christian martial arts place. Quite a few of these are Christian martial arts places. It's kind of weird.
This is martial arts. We're not available to ask.
Even the Christian martial arts places, they don't answer their phones. It's just a thing with them. So the businesses next to this one, it starts out with a real estate place. Shares the same building.
This is Christina. May I help you?
Hey, Christina. This is Sensei Doug from the martial arts place that's kind of next to you guys.
Yeah.
And how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
Hey, like every time I walk by there, you guys are always just looking at me. And, you know... Whoa. No, I'm serious. Like,
Is it like a bad thing?
Well, it's just the way you're looking at me. Like, you're all giving me snake eyes and, like, staring me down. It's like you don't like martial arts.
No.
Or you hate Jesus.
Don't think that way. No. But,
and then
are you there now?
Yeah, I'm in there here right
well,
now.
Come but, on in and introduce yourself.
Well,
come on in.
No, I don't like I feel uncomfortable at this point cuz like this morning like I saw what you guys were doing and that was just not nice at all.
What did we do? Oh Lord. Okay, hold
like,
on a second.
Like one of you was okay.
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Oh wow. Are you in there?
Yeah, I am.
Are
it's
you
just,
in there? Can
but,
I?
But like Hi. I like. Oh.
No, because I mean, if I'm, I mean, I don't even know what you look like. So.
Well, are you the one that was winking your butthole at me this morning? Because that just was not cool at all.
No. I own the company, so I definitely wouldn't have done that.
Well,
are you sure you talking to this next door?
Yeah, like what's all that noise? Or like what happened to the phone connection?
Hey, how you doing? No, I came outside because I was just trying to. I don't know. I like I said, I have no idea what you look like.
No,
so
I'm the one.
I
that
wouldn't have been giving you snake eyes or anything. I mean, I may look at people as they walk by or whatever the case may be, but
yeah, and that's all right.
No
but like you guys just like kind of stand there all together and just like look like you know really hard at me and try and make me feel uncomfortable, and then the whole butthole winking thing that's just disgusting.
What's
like
a butthole winking?
Like you
what
guys?
What is that?
Like,
are you sure you called in the right area?
Yeah, definitely.
That's a joke.
No, it's.
Oh, no, I'm so, okay,
I wouldn't
no.
joke. We're a Christian place. We don't joke.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, what are you doing?
We got someone on the phone that says that we're giving them the snake eye and gave a butthole wink at them, and we're giving mean looks and stuff like that, and staring them down, and he's very uncomfortable, and so he's calling, and I have no idea who it is.
Sensei Doug.
He works at the martial arts.
Sensei Doug.
He's right next door. Sensei Doug is what he said his name is. And he says we give him mean looks and snake eyes and...
Butthole winks.
And butthole winks, which I don't even know what that is. What's a butthole wink? I think we should Google that. I have no idea. And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be funny, but yeah, we're like... I don't know. And so I asked him to come over so he can introduce himself, but he said he feels uncomfortable.
Well, someone there knows what a butthole wink is, because like, they were doing butthole winks out the window at me like as I walked by.
What's a butt wink? Yeah, okay, we're Googling this. Okay, what is that? When your brown eye, also known as a... Huh? Which causes a... What is that? I have no idea even how to do that.
And we're not going with the rest of it.
No, because we don't... I mean, we're fully dressed. So, I mean...
Well,
I have
no
idea what that is.
Yeah, like you're just pulling your pants down and doing it or something. It's disgusting. Like, you shouldn't do that.
We're pulling our pants down and do... Oh, you know what? You're trying to be funny. Because I know I have not pulled my pants down to anybody.
Well, maybe, like you say
no
you're the owner.
Pulling their pants down.
Maybe when you're, like, in the bathroom or just away from the office, they do it just to intimidate me.
Okay, wait a minute. Is this my brother-in-law? Is this Ben? Are
no.
you trying to be funny?
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm a Christian. I would never joke. This is Sensei Doug from just
okay.
next
Okay, are
door.
You able to come next door? Because I don't even know what a butt wink is. And you're saying that if people are pulling their pants down, that's very unprofessional.
You just looked...
So we definitely would not do that. I mean...
Well, maybe you wouldn't,
and I'm laughing because this is kind of making my day in a way, and I apologize because I know I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have given anyone stink eyes and all this stuff. And definitely... A snake eye and the butthole winks, and he says we stand as a group and we just kind of like stare him down.
Can you just like?
Well, you know what?
Who the two constitute a group?
She said there's only two of us, which, I mean, Will comes in here sometimes, but we're like older people, like over 40.
I know, so, like, I mean, you should act your age then.
He said I should act my age then.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, sir, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, but if you're not comfortable with coming... I mean, if you're not comfortable with coming next door so that we can introduce ourselves to you, I mean, like I said, I know I haven't given anybody an evil eye, and I sure in the world has not given the butthole wink.
Like, did you?
I mean,
did
I would think that is called mooning. Like, if you pull your pants down and show your butt, that's mooning.
Oh, yeah, mooning. Like mooning, that's not even that bad, but, like, if you're winking your butthole at me.
It's not even that bad. Well, how do you wink your butthole?
I don't know. Like, it's not nothing I would do.
He said he don't know. It's nothing. Well, how would you know it's a butthole wink if you don't know how to do it?
Could you search for bukkake? Like, if you have Google up?
He said search for dukkake.
Yeah, it's B like boy, U.
Oh, bukkake. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay.
And then
she says that's the one running for office.
And then click on images.
Okay, wait. She's going to Google it. Hold on a second. Oh, my goodness.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
Okay, wait. No, no, wait. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on, please. He said B-U-K-K, what?
A-K-E. It's like a
A-K-E.
Karate thing.
B-U-K-K-A-K-E. Okay.
Yep, and then click on images.
And click on images. That's gross. But we're not men. Okay. B-U-K-K-A-K-E.
Yes, yep.
I don't even think I want to click on images. Oh.
No, please, just click on images and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you're saying, but you would have to be a man to do that. So we're not even.
I know. I know, I'm not saying you guys are doing that. I'm just saying.
He said we're not doing that.
I thought it'd be funny to make you Google something really disgusting.
Yeah, that was kind of gross.
Yep, you're welcome.
How did you know that? How did you know that word?
Because, you know, I'm from the internet.
He says he's from the internet.
So he just goes into the Urban Dictionary and have a time with that?
What's she saying?
So she asked, do you go to the Urban Dictionary and just, I guess, find words?
Oh, it's just
like an urban word.
Yeah, well, no, it's common knowledge.
He said it's common knowledge. Oh, geez, well, I guess I'm old as hell. Yeah, because I did not know that one. And I sure didn't know butt wink. I might have to ask my child that when I get home. Hey, have you heard of that? What?
Yeah, please ask your child that.
He said what?
Yeah, hey.
Well, because she's a teenager. You know, teenagers.
Yeah. Just ask your teenager what bukkake is, and they'll totally know. Yep.
He said yep. They'll know. They'll know what that is.
Yep. Well, anyway, like if you guys could just stop looking at me and butthole winking, I'd.
Well,
really...
I don't know. What you look at, and I do look at people as they walk by because
with your butt?
I don't know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. I mean, to be honest, it's a safety issue. I do look at people as they walk by, but not in a mean way or anything, but I am aware of my surroundings.
Well, if it's like a safety thing, then you should want me to be on your side because I know karate and kung fu and Christian martial arts.
And I'm
glad
you're on my side, and I hope that if something happens to me and I do a good yell, you'll come and help me.
Yeah, I definitely would, but not if you're going to make me feel uncomfortable by looking at me and give me snake eyes.
You won't even come next door for me to see you, and then I went next door, and I can't even see you inside the building. It's like all dark in there and
well,
stuff.
Well, see, that's weird.
Scary.
Like, you're coming up to the building and looking inside with your snake eyes now? Peering in?
Oh, he said that I am... Wait.
Like, what next? Are you going to start butthole winking at my window?
Looking into the window with my snake eyes. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, whenever you have time or whenever you're comfortable, I mean, you can come over and we're really nice people.
Okay.
We don't give snake eyes and we don't do butt winks. And we certainly don't do the bukkake.
No, I wasn't accusing you of that. Googling things and I wanted to give you something.
But you accused me of the butt wink and I don't moon people.
Yeah, well, it's not mooning. It's more like butthole winking.
But I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's on Google. Just, like, hit the images.
Oh, we did. Yeah, oh, no. Oh, God. He wants butt winking.
Butthole winking.
Butthole winking.
Holy crap. You'll Google anything,
no,
won't you?
No, I...
Oh, Lord. All right, Graciela, you want to look up images for butthole winking? Sorry. I'm just curious. I'm learning some new stuff today. I'm feeling, I don't know.
Yeah, you guys just need to spend more time on the internet and less time looking at the out the window and giving me snake eyes.
He said we need to spend more time on the internet and less time on the on looking out the window giving him snake eyes.
Okay, look, I'm tired of listening to you repeat me about everything, so I'm just going to get going. It's starting to make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
It's like bringing back the memories of your butthole winking at me.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye. What the fuck was that? Why was she Googling everything I said? Hopefully some of the younger listeners out there wasn't Googling along with her. If you were, sorry. Like, I just Googled butthole winking, and there's like, luckily no actual images for whatever the hell that is. But holy crap, are there images for bukkake? Holy crap, that was insane. Okay, I'm going to call the next one on the list, which is a Sprint store, and it just hung up on me. Oh, and now it's busy.
Thank you for calling Sprint by Mobile Now. This is Bunny and Sales. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the real estate place next door.
Okay.
How you doing?
Good, and you?
Pretty good. Hey, like every time I walk by, like, you know, I'm out there, you know, just having a smoke break or whatever, or when I walk to work, you're always in there just looking at me. Do you think you could just stop looking at me?
Excuse me?
Like whenever I walk by, like, you guys are in there just looking at me.
Well, maybe you. I'll let the girls know. This is not my store, so I'll let the girls know.
Oh, what are you doing in there if it's not your store?
Who is this?
This is Sensei Doug. I work at the real estate business, like, you know, just right next to you guys.
I don't know.
But, like, yeah, you guys are always in there just, like, giving me snake eyes and just trying to intimidate me or something, and I don't know what that's about. You know, I'm just because I'm a sensei or something, I guess.
Oh, well, let me get a manager on for you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Aw, they hung up on me. Oh, well. Hopefully they go next door and talk to them about the snake eyes and stuff, and they can exchange fun stories. Next is a pizza place. Shares the same building.
Hello, thank you for choosing Marco's. This is Bruce. How may I help you?
Hey, Bruce. This is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place here in the same shopping center.
Yes, sir.
And hey, I was walking by there today, and like, I guess probably you were just like staring at me and giving me snake eyes. Like just staring me down, kind of trying to be intimidating.
That don't sound like me.
Somebody in there was like one of the guys that worked there, and they're just like had their arms crossed and just like give me snake eyes. And you know, I'm just trying to walk to work. That's all. I don't want any trouble. I know I get challenged to fights a lot because I'm a sensei, but you know, I don't need this here. I'm just trying to go to work.
Yes, sir.
Like maybe you think you're a big tough guy, but
does he have tattoos?
I don't know. It sounded like you. Like, I pictured what his voice, you know, sounded like, and I'm pretty sure it was you.
All right, well, you usually like to talk to a manager?
No, like, if you could just, maybe if you could just stop it. Just don't do that. When I walk by, just maybe avert your eyes or turn around and face the wall. Because, you know, it's not cool. I'm just trying to go to work.
A guy says I was giving him snake eyes. He works at the martial arts building. I'd rather you talk to him. Because,
hold on.
Can you stay on hold for 1 second, please?
I guess so. I'm pretty sure I heard the managers just say hang up on him. Maybe.
Thank you for holding. Meso speaking. May I help you?
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave from the home office here with Marcos. I intercepted the call because I heard the complaint coming in.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you guys just need to acknowledge that you were given that sensei guy snake eyes and just, you know, let it go.
And this is who? Who are you?
This is Steve Day from the home office with Marcos. And look, you can't just be given snakes.
From the home office, Marcos. Which Marcos?
I'm the main home office, you know, for all the Marcos. But what I'm saying is you can't just be, like,
so
giving everyone snake eyes that walks
Ohio.
By. Just because you don't like him. Yeah, Ohio.
And your name is who?
Look, you don't have to argue with me. Just admit to
I'm not arguing with you. I'm trying to find out who you are.
Just admit to the sensei guy that you were giving him snake eyes and don't do it again. Maybe, like, when he walks by, just turn around, like, face the wall.
Well, first of all, you need to identify yourself so I know who you are.
Oh, I already did several times. This is Steve Dave from the Marcos home office.
Okay, the number you need to call is
No, I'm
three,
calling
two,
you guys.
One.
I was intercepting...
One.
Hey, shut up.
And talk
shut
to
up.
Needy, okay?
Listen here, pal.
I'm not your pal.
Hey, yes, you are, because I'm the home office, and if I say you're my pal, chief.
I'm not your pal. So
okay, chief.
Listen
here, buddy. I need you to just stop being
ain't
an
your
asshole.
Buddy, you dude, either.
I'm just,
if you got something you want to tell me, you tell me.
I am telling
to,
you.
Then tell me that number two. Otherwise, this conversation's almost ended.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, stop being such an asshole to people in the shopping center there. It's not cool.
Well, I don't think he was an asshole, but then that's just this is my opinion.
Well, I think you're being an asshole, buddy.
Well, that's your opinion, too.
Listen here, chief. You just cut that out. Learn how to do
your
job.
Name and what's your phone number?
I already told you, Steve Dave, and my phone number is on your caller ID. I
don't have your phone number on caller ID. You can give it to me, though.
Nah, just look on your caller ID. Like, learn how to use a phone.
It's not on my caller ID. Otherwise, I would not have asked.
Well, why wouldn't it be on my caller ID, on your caller ID?
Because it's not showing it.
Well, that's weird. But don't you know how to use caller ID, chief?
Well, can you give me your phone number?
No, just chief. Look on caller ID, and it'll be right there. Just, you know, it's not
then
that hard.
I guess
this
conversation's about ended,
you
right?
You hit the up button.
And
yeah,
you can identify yourself and do what you need to do, then we have no conversation to have.
Well, then why aren't you hanging up then, pal?
Bye.
Next is an AutoZone that is in the next building over. And then after that, we have one more karate place, along with, you know, more places to call around the karate place. And then this show is over. Finally, it's over. I'm so tired of butthole winking, you guys. Like, there's only so much butthole winking I can handle in a day.
I'm calling AutoZone. Jerry, how can I help you?
Hey, Jerry. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with AutoZone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling because we had a complaint from the karate place there in your shopping center, that martial arts place.
Uh-huh. And,
Sensei Doug called and said that you guys kept just staring at him whenever he walked by your place on his way to work. Do you know anything about that?
I do not.
Okay, yeah, like, when people walk by in front of your building, could you just not look at him like that and not give him snake eyes? He said you were giving him snake eyes.
Not sure who they're talking about, but...
Yeah, it's like, just, he said, like, all the employees there, they just kind of gang up on him, and, like, because he's a sensei, because they must be jealous or something.
And then, I would have to say that's not true, but okay.
Well, I don't know, because we were looking on the security cameras, and, like, it looks like on the security cameras here, you guys were just, like, goofing off, and you kept winking your buttholes at the security cameras and, like, out the window at people.
Oh, yeah. And that's probably the truth on that part, then.
Yeah, you can't be winking your buttholes at people. It's inappropriate, and, you know, this is supposed to be, like, a family business.
Yes.
You know, lose your license there to sell auto parts if you're doing things like that. What the hell?
Okay.
So please cut that out. No more of that.
All right, we'll do.
And do you think you could go over to the martial arts place and give Sensei Doug a personal apology?
If they could tell us who done it, I might be able to talk to them and see if they could.
Well, he said it was you, but, you know, like whoever wants to be the spokesperson for everyone in that store, just go over there to the karate place and tell Sensei Doug you're sorry. Give him a sincere apology. Like, not a fake apology, like a real one.
Hold on 1 minute.
Okay. Okay, I'm hanging up. I have been on hold with them forever. I'm tired of holding. A sensei shouldn't have to just sit here and hold like that. What the hell? So I've got one last karate place here on the list, So let's call it up and listen to their answering machine.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
Weird. What does that message even mean? Like, how do you get that message? Does that just mean their phone is turned off? Anyway, there's a sandwich shop next to them. He got lazy on this last list. He didn't put addresses down, but I assume they're here in the same shopping center.
You calling? Could you hold on, please?
Sure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Hold on, please?
Sure. And the sandwich place just put me on hold forever, so I'm giving up on them. I'm going to call the bridal and formal place next.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Sensei Doug. What kind of business makes you say your name first? That's weird.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Really?
Please leave a message.
All right. The last place is a lumber store.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Quest. How can I help you?
Hey, this is Sensei Doug over at the martial arts place here in the shopping center.
Okay.
And, every time I walk by there, you guys are always winking your buttholes at me, and do you think you could just stop?
Excuse me?
Like, whenever I walk by there, like, by the windows, you guys are always, like, looking out the windows at me, and you're, like, winking your buttholes at me and giving me snake eyes, and I don't know, like, if you're just trying to intimidate me because I'm a sensei, but it's not cool, and really, can you just please stop?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, sure you don't. Look, just please, come on, don't act like a child, just cut it out.
Okay, sir, you have a nice day, okay?
Well, what's your problem? Why do you not like me? Like, why do you keep doing this?
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah, you do. Like, I can tell you do. I can hear it in your voice. The sensei can always tell when a person's lying, and you're totally lying.
Okay, if that's what you want to believe, sir, but is there anything I can help you with dealing with flooring?
No, just stop winking your butthole at me every time I walk by. It's immature.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, so you admit it. You admit that you were doing it.
I'm not admitting anything, sir.
Well, it sounds like you did, because you said, okay, I'll stop.
Whatever's going to take to get you off the phone, sir. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, all you have to do is hang up on me, but just please, whenever I walk by, stop giving me snake eyes and stop winking your butthole at me. It's bullshit.
Okay, sir, you have a nice day.
I will, I guess. I mean, if you'll just stop doing what you're doing.
And what were we doing?
Oh, you're putting me on speaker so you can, like, have everyone there laugh at me and disrespect me like you always do?
Hold on, sir.
Why'd you put me on speaker?
Speak to my manager.
It's all just a big joke to you guys.
This is Brad. How can I help you out today?
Hey, Brad. This is Sensei Doug over at the karate place here in the shopping center.
Okay.
And that guy I was just talking to, like, every time I walk by, he comes up to the window and he winks his butthole at me. And it's just not nice. And can you just ask him to please stop? I'm not trying to get him in trouble or anything. I just want him to stop.
I do believe you may have the wrong number.
What? No, you're
we
on...
We don't have a karate place here in our shopping plaza.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's the one we went out of business, but then we moved over to the other side. So you just don't know
what
you're talking about.
We don't have a karate place here at the... At least not that I've known in the past 2 years that I've been here.
Uh-huh.
We've got a Miyabi Steakhouse, or not Steakhouse, but Chinese restaurant.
Yeah,
Which restaurant.
We're behind the Chinese place. We're behind the Chinese place. Like, don't you know anything? Like,
yeah, there's nothing behind the Chinese place. That's
yes, there
the
is.
Thing.
Like, it's in the back of it. It's like in the back office. Like on, you know, like in Better Call Saul, he's got that back office in the fingernail place.
Yeah, unfortunately... I don't think that's the case.
It is so. Like,
have you noticed something in the past couple of years of someone going in and out with karate uniforms or anything of that nature?
No, we don't wear karate uniforms for tax purposes. We have to keep it kind of like on the DL. But that doesn't give you guys right.
What you do with y'all's business is on y'all. I have no say whatsoever in that.
Yeah. I wasn't asking your permission. I'm just asking, can you guys please stop, like, looking at me every time I walk by? And that guy that I just talked to, he's, like, winking his butthole at me every time I come by.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he thinks it's all just a big joke.
Which guy? Can you describe him for me?
Well, the guy that was just on the phone, he admitted to me that it was him. Oh, that made him hang up. Okay, I guess that's the end of the entire thing. Here, let me try that sandwich place from before, the one that just put me on hold forever. Oh, and it's busy. They probably got me on hold still. They probably got the phone off the hook. They forgot about me. Damn you, sandwich place. Okay, so I guess I'm done with that list. Thanks, Jeff, for making the show go on for way longer than I expected. That was pretty crazy. We had a bunch of real estate people, like, looking up Bukkake on Google. We had that foreign guy yelling at me, calling me crazy, telling me to stop looking at him. Good times. Thank you, Holden Martins Johnson, for the idea of winking buttholes. Like, whatever the hell that means, whatever weird stuff you're into. That was a lot of fun.
Hey, RBCT, this is Ty Guy from Roland, Colorado.
Hello.
I was wondering, I like to download your episodes to listen to on my drive to work and whatnot.
Not allowed.
And looks like some of the previous files aren't there anymore. So, what the hey there, Mr. Guy there,
well,
Mr.
guess
guy
what?
There?
Have you not been listening to the feeds and the shows and stuff lately? There's a new torrent out.
Your feedback. Bye. Tack, 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 bye, bye, bye.
There's a torrent. You can download every single show from the torrent. PhoneLosers.com/torrent. And I thought I had all the feeds fixed. I thought they were all there. Maybe you're talking about the current feed, though, because I know that one starts cutting off shows at about 100 shows, or maybe 50 shows. I can't remember. But if any shows are missing, the place to get them is PhoneLosers.com/torrent. Last I checked, there was at least 10 people seeding the torrent, and there's plenty of other people downloading it. So it should be pretty easy to get right now. Just, you know, go in there and uncheck the stuff you don't want, which should be most of it, probably. There's a ton of video stuff in there that you probably won't want to get. But if you get just the audio stuff, it's not so bad. It doesn't eat up your entire hard drive. I'm putting a link to it in the show notes right now, just for you.
Hey, Brad. So, you've always seemed like a really level-headed, kind of cool cucumber kind of guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever actually seen you get mad. Like, people, when they answer the prank calls, the recipients, sometimes they get really pissed off and just spout insults left and right. But I don't think I've ever actually seen...
Like, do I have any right to get mad? I'm prank calling them. Like, pretty much anything they say back to me, I kind of deserve it. So.
You actually, like... get under your skin, you know, except once or twice.
Here we go.
And it seems that it's always been like, I think when you guys prank called a doctor and he talked down to you guys like, oh, I'm a doctor and you're fucking a sales clerk or some shit, you know, and you seem to get really mad.
Did I?
Your tone of voice completely changed. You were like, motherfucker looks down on us, you know?
I was just kidding, I'm sure. I wasn't serious.
So what, Brad? Do you have an inferiority complex or something? Anyway, yeah. check this mic.
I don't like the way those doctors talk to me, or the way they look at me, or the way they wink their butthole at me. It's totally inappropriate in the doctor's office. Really, though, I've been doing the prank calls for so long, I think I'm pretty much desensitized to ever getting upset at anybody ever again for anything. Doing prank calls has made me a very calm sensei-type person. I don't even have to meditate. I just do prank calls.
Hey,
it's great.
Brad, it's 1:13 a.m.
That's
I'm
nice.
I'm calling you because in your last show, episode 418, at like around 40 minutes in, you started playing Psycho Killer by Talking Heads.
Yep.
And I just have to say... that's a big coincidence, because I was just listening to that song.
Whoa. Mind blown.
So I have to...
Holy crap.
Tell Brad, I tell you that, oh, fuck, I'm talking to you in different tense, third person or something, I don't know.
XYZ. It's XYZ's
tired.
Fault. He was the one playing it on his show, it wasn't
you gotta
me.
Stop witching around.
I never play music like that.
This is demonic behavior, man. You gotta get on the path with Jesus.
Yep.
Christ, man.
I need to open up my own own Christian dojo thing.
And I'll stop using this voodoo magic and go do some prank calls or
okay.
something. Damn
sorry.
Hobo.
All right.
And fucking cactus.
Bye.
Hey, Brad. This is Blues from Mumbai. I'm not sure if your idea of show 420 is great, so let's make PLA great again. I sent you an idea
so
on your email.
We suck. That's what you're saying. Uh-oh, what happened? It went quiet. I didn't silence him. Hey, what's going on?
I sent you tons of ideas from Google and Facebook to call up these businesses and spout out nonsense. Let's do some nasty things to the Europeans. I'm counting on you, Brad.
Fuck those Europeans.
Hope you'll be creative. Bye.
I'm still not convinced I need to do anything for episode 420, but I will definitely take a look at your list. Maybe I'll do some of that for next show.
Hi, Brad. Long-time listener from Norway. I was wondering if maybe you could do a special on social engineering and what kind of equipment you're using. That would be great. I understand that you
can't equipment for social engineering?
Do a lot of the social engineering stuff you used to do in the past because of the FBI stuff. But, yeah, that would be great because that's one of the things that got me interested in your show. And, by the way, the YouTube video, the loop you're using on the YouTube channel, I think you should change it. It's kind of crap.
Oh,
but,
come on.
Anyways,
come on.
Super show. And,
I worked hard on that.
Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Bye, thanks. I just need to add some more segments into the loop so it's less boring, so that, you know, there's more variety and stuff. But yeah, social engineering episode, that'd be fun. I don't know, isn't every episode a social engineering episode? Sort of. And as far as what equipment I use, like, isn't there a video? I think I did a video recently that showed off the equipment. That might be a Patreon-only thing, maybe. I can't remember. I'm looking for it now. Yeah, there it is. No, it's not unlisted. It's a public video. I'll put a link to this in the show notes. There's a Situation Room tour video. Looks like it's about 20 minutes long. I can't even remember what's in it, really. I can't really remember if it goes over the actual equipment or not, but I don't have anything that special as far as equipment goes. Basically just hobo monitors that I've like made my own stands for out of gas pipes, and a crappy old computer that can barely handle any Twitch streaming, and a laptop that's like 6 years old. But I've got a cool mixer. That's the important thing. And wow, that was the last voicemail. I'm completely caught up on the voicemails now, I guess because I did a billion of them on the last show that I put together yesterday. So that is the end of today's episode. Thank you, Marcus H., for sponsoring the show today. Also, thanks to the people who never got around to being sponsors back in April of 2017, such as Mike K., Sean L., Ty A., Todd L., Philip B., and Trevor M. I am now only 5 months behind on all the sponsor things. I'm finally catching up. Be sure to add Phone Losers on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, and on twitter.com/phonelosers. Remember, there's two YouTube channels, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica and youtube.com/phonelosersshows. That's the one where poor people go that can't afford podcast readers on their phones, and they just have to watch it on YouTube. Bunch of hobos. In honor of all the Christian martial arts places that are apparently out there, I'm going to end today's show with a song by Jack Heliquin. This is his remix of an old church hymn that a lady sang for me during a prank call once. This song is called Lord, Lord, I guess. But I thought it was Lord, Lord, Lord. Come on, Jack, you don't want to be blasphemous or anything. Leave out one of the Lords. What the hell?
Hey, what's your favorite hymn that you sing in church?
It's different songs, you know, like...
Can you sing your favorite?
Huh?
Can you sing your favorite for me?
Can I sing it for you?
Yeah, just like your favorite one.
Yeah, Lord, 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 you've been so good to me. And then another one that he can do what the devil cannot do, Lord, can't.
Oh, can you sing it though? Like really?
Lord, 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 you've been good to me. 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 the devil can I do like that?
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Oh, that's so good. I'm clapping. I'm clapping for you.
There's no butthole looking out the windows in this place.